Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. This may be the only trait a good leader needs. For decades, MBA programs, leadership trainings, and consultancies have told us that effective leaders share a set of essential competencies. You know the lists: empathy, strategic vision, humility, charisma, psychological safety, communication skills. These ideas get repeated in boardrooms and promised in executive education programs. But if these competencies were truly essential, then the leaders we most admire should have them. The truth is, they often don't. I've spent the past 15 years running a secret dining experience called the Influencer's Dinner. We've hosted close to 4,000 Olympians, Nobel laureates, executives, astronauts, Grammy-winning artists, Oscar-winning directors, and even the occasional prime minister or princess. And what became clear, sitting across the table from these leaders, is that while all of them were wildly effective, there was no commonality in their skills. Some were quiet, others loud. Some thrived on collaboration. Others preferred making decisions on their own. Yet each led organizations, movements, or creative projects that shaped the world. Look at the most impactful leaders you know, and you see the same thing. Elon Musk is not known for humility or building consensus. Steve Jobs was not exactly famous for psychological safety, yet both are considered among the most effective leaders of our time. What explains it? The psychology of following. People follow for one main reason. We don't relate to the present. We relate to the future we believe we have. Think back to high school. On Friday afternoons at 1 p.m., we were still stuck in class, but felt excited because the weekend was ahead. On Sunday nights at 6 p.m., we were free, but anxious, already anticipating Monday. The way we feel about now depends on what we think tomorrow will look like. This is exactly how we respond to leaders. When we interact with someone who makes us feel there's a better future ahead, we follow them. We don't need to like them. We can even dislike them. But if they make us believe tomorrow will be better, we'll follow and often forgive their flaws.